And a very good morning to you. Welcome to a Monday. Yes, once again, it comes around every week, doesn't it? News Talk 1110 KBND. By the way, today's news, starting things off, brought to you by Hertz Car Sales, committed to their employees and their families. That's why they were closed yesterday, but they're open today. Hertz Car Sales have been. It's the better way to buy a car. Let's find out what's happening in the news. Here's Kim.
Good morning, Frank. A man exposed himself to employees at two different drive-thru coffee stores over the weekend, and he got caught. Bend police say it happened on Saturday morning at the Human Bean on Greenwood near Purcell. On Sunday morning, an employee at Blenders on Greenwood near Northeast 8th suffered the same experience. The suspect descriptions matched, as did the vehicle description of a red Mazda four-door. The vehicle was located, and 68-year-old Robert Porter of Redmond was arrested for four counts of public indecency. If you've had a similar experience with this vehicle or this person, Bend Police Department would like to talk with you. A lobbyist who specializes in land use issues says rural Oregon is tired of being ignored by lawmakers. Carla K. Edwards with the Cascade Policy Institute says in this session, few bills have worked their way through the system that will actually help people outside of the big cities in Oregon.
The plight of rural Oregon and the recession isn't just started in 2007 when really Portland became aware that we were in a recession. Rural Oregon has been in a recession since the early 90s, and it's been increasingly frustrating as legislators look to help stimulate the economy for the whole state, that they still continue to focus on ideas that really are much more beneficial to the urban areas and the rural areas.
Edwards says the spotted owl listing played a role, and the trend has continued with many layers of environmental and other regulations that are stifling rural economies. She says an average of Oregonians make only 91 cents on the dollar compared to the average wage nationwide. But in rural Oregon, it's just 75 cents on the dollar compared to personal income nationally. Deschutes County Sheriff's Search and Rescue ran two missions Saturday afternoon. The more serious of the two incidents started around 1:30 when SAR responded to the number 70 trail south of the Groundhog off-highway vehicle play area, which is approximately 25 miles east of Bend. 56-year-old Philip Miller of Forest Grove was injured in an off-road motor vehicle crash. SAR members transported him to an area where he could be picked up by AirLink. He was taken to St. Charles Bend, where he was listed as being in serious condition on Sunday. The Deschutes Basin Mitigation Bill would affect water resource management in Central Oregon through the year 2029. State Representative Gene Wisnan of Sun River says his water management bill is moving forward in Salem. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb explains.
State Representative Gene Wisnett of Sun River calls it his priority bill this session. The current rules over managing water flow in the Deschutes Basin are set to expire in the year 2014. The new bill extends that management program to 2029. He says it's important to farmers, cities, and developers, and it's also a conservation bill.
Even Mother Nature and God, these programs to put water back in the river, brings it the water levels way down. So we want to be sure that we have good water flow for the habitat, recreational use.
The bill goes to the full Ways and Means Committee this week. Wisnett believes getting it out of the Ways and Means Natural Resources Subcommittee without objection was a big victory and may be its biggest challenge. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Donated items from the Bend area are helping the victims in Joplin, Missouri, follow their devastating tornado. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Josh Hart of Bend collected supplies at Ray's Foods and traveled down to Joplin last week in a truck donated by Robertson Ford. Hart, who had recently lived in Missouri, felt a pull to help, as did other people.
Just a nonstop stream of cars, people coming in, young and old, rich and poor, Bendites, people showing up, saying, hey, we support this mission, we support Joplin, and we want to help, let us know. They went over and above supplying meaningful goods that would bring relief.
Hart is working with Bible College Messenger College in Joplin. All the donated items are in the college's warehouse for tornado victims to come and get. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.